Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
So Cheryl, I was prepping for this show and I was thinking this might be a good week to talk about Syl and Sue and the WNBA without those two and their lasting impact. And then I came across something, I think it was on, I don't know if it was on the Lynx Twitter feed or the WNBA Twitter feed, that Adweek just came out with a cover story calling those two game changers, calling the most powerful women in sports. And the headline says they remade the league, but their work isn't done. Now, we know how this works. Magazine covers and headlines are sometimes overplay things. But we are talking about two of the greatest players in women's basketball history. The WNBA will be without them next year. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, change is inevitable. Do you feel like the league is in a good position to thrive without them? How much will the league miss them?
Oh, wow. It's awfully loaded. I saw the same and was thrilled that Sue and Syl were a part of that ad, because I do think that they've been, so instrumental to where the league is now. If I think about 2002 for Sue Bird when she entered the league, I think about, Sylvia Fowles and six years later in 2008. Now fast forward and think about, those that are listening, I know have been huge fans of the WNBA. If you could just kind of replay sort of each year, I know I do that often, with players that are awfully special. And you think about the ways in which they entered the league and where the league was at that time. You think about 5 years into their career, 10 years into their career, 15 years into their career, or 20 in the case of Sue. My goodness, has the league really become, in terms of the talent, what they've been able to do to stay on top of their game, has showed, I think, not only other players in the league, but those that aspire to be in the league, what it takes to be successful. That has helped the league in terms of its talent, in terms of the players coming in. They've been a really bright light on what it takes. And I just think in terms of societal change that the two of them have been such an instrumental part of. And so we're certainly not going to be better off without them, but we are better because of them. And there's always that next generation. And I know that those two have had, such a hand in this generation coming in and playing in the WNBA. And they're going to do it better because of the trail that those two blazed.
And you hit on a really interesting point there. I always make the point that if baseball can survive without Babe Ruth, and if the NBA can survive without Michael Jordan, then every sport should be able to move forward. And as you said, probably the key thing is that while the WNBA will go on without them, the WNBA will also go on with players who grew up being inspired by Syl and Sue and their generation. I mean, they have extended the reach and the power of the league in that way.
Yeah, and I hear that all the time. I hear that all the time from young players. Just the impact and they wanted to be like them, and are just in awe of the way that they did it for so long. And that only helps the current state, and in terms of what they know it takes to be. And so I think in every aspect and the ways in which they did it, like I said, the league is better because the players coming in understand what it takes.
This is the Cheryl Reeve Show. She's Cheryl Reeve. boss, president of basketball operations, coach of the Minnesota Lynx, coach of Team USA, which will be playing in Paris here not too far into the future. We appreciate you listening. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to our many sponsors on the show, Livia, Rudy Luther Toyota, Realtor Cara Quinn, Successful Marketing Group, All Energy Solar, and TSR Injury Law. We've done more than 200 Cheryl Reeve shows. We appreciate you jumping on. If you are new to the show, welcome. And we do also want to remind you, December 15th, we'll be holding Lori Ramsey's annual winter wear drive. This will, you know, might be the first time we get out and have a full audience the way we used to. We've had packed houses for this. It's a great cause. And Lori does a great job with it. Cheryl does a great job with it. And we will give you more details as we finish planning it out. But just reserve December 15th, 7 p.m., Head Flyer Brewing in Northeast. It's a great place. We've done the John Krasinski show there. We'll tell you more about it as it approaches, but try to join us that night. And we'll also offer other ways you can contribute or donate or participate. But we would love to see you in person that night if you can make it. It's a cool place. It's a great event. And we will tell you more about it as we get closer. So have you talked to Syl lately?
You know, I haven't talked to Syl. We message occasionally. It's probably been a week or so. I often hear from Syl during the college season as she watches women's basketball, and she'll be checking in, telling me what she thinks of the talent and what she thinks our team needs. So she's not on the payroll, but she's still very, very interested.
And I shouldn't ask if people talk to each other, because that's the way we communicate these days. We text each
that's
other,
right.
Right? That's just the way it works. And she in Miami or Louisiana, or where is she living these days?
She's in Miami. And okay. Actually, Syl's one that we do pick up the phone. We'll message, but cool. She's definitely, a little bit more of the, not way, way old school, but definitely likes to have conversations. So in addition to messaging, but yeah, she's in Miami and no doubt enjoying the climate that comes with Miami in November.
Yes. And oh, by the way, my wife and I took a quick break last week. My wife, once we saw Hamilton on Broadway, she became the world's biggest Lin-Manuel Miranda fan. And we found out that, Freestyle Love Supreme, which is his, Broadway show, that's basically rap, comedy and music combined, was going to be in Vegas, and that he was going to be appearing. We just went out and visited some friends, saw the show. Incredible. If you ever get a chance to see it, I assumed it would be good because of the people involved. I had no idea just how talented these people are. Just it's astonishing. It's amazing. So if you ever get a chance to see it, go see it. That's my recommendation.
That sounds amazing. That's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas for about the next 3 months. And it's, we've all seen the improv shows, like Whose Line It Is It Anywhere, where somebody throws a topic or a word at them and they have to do comedy improv on the spot. Well, this is that combined with hip hop, rap, two musical accompanists, at least two of the cast members are incredible singers on top of it. And it was great with Lin in it, but it would be great without him in it too. It's the funniest, most impressive thing I've ever seen, because they're working without a net. There's no script. Yeah. They didn't work for years to hone their lines. They didn't stand in front of a mirror. They had to take a word or an idea from the audience and just go with it. And
awesome.
Just can't believe human beings can do this.
That's really cool. Where is it playing?
It's playing at Venetian. It's okay. Like their theater in the Venetian is. And it's a great setting because it's one of those places there are no bad seats. We sat in the back row and we felt like we were right on top of the cast. So I highly recommend it. It's phenomenal. And you don't have to like hip hop. You don't have to like Hamilton to like it. It's just great entertainment.
Well, I'm always looking for a reason to go to Vegas, and Venetia is at that end of the strip that's not too far, or I should say it's closer to Circus. So if I happen to do a family trip, then I have Oliver. Circus is actually really entertaining for a young person. So awfully expensive, probably more expensive than my trips to the casino. but so if that makes sense, we can maybe do a family vacay.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And I don't recommend that many things. So I just thought, wanted to go out of my way to let you know about that.
Love it.
So do you ever stay in touch with Sue Bird? Do you guys have any connection in that way?
We were in touch more at the end of the season around different things, USA Basketball included. But no, I have not been in touch with Sue. And I know that, or I'm quite sure, you know, that she's getting some much needed rest and digesting. We were talking about just, you know, I spent some time with Stewie and, you know, just the, you know, how exhausting a last season can be for everyone. You know, not yeah. just the player, but my goodness, can you imagine what the, you know, Sills and Sues went through in their final season? So hopefully decompressing somewhere amazing. And I'm sure, you know, plotting her next venture, which no doubt her or Sill would be amazing in whatever they decide to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And has Sill given you any hints as to whether she has her eyes on any kind of a basketball future, or do you see her becoming a mortician?
Sill hinted at wanting to decompress and digest and figure out what's next. She's sure. learning a new life right now that, you know, that, you know, the great ones, you know, that it's very, very difficult, to not have, you know, something they love so deeply. And so navigating, you know, what do I do? How do I act? Where do I go when I wake up? What is it that I do with my day? I'm sure quite busy. You know, you learn very quickly that there's lots to do. And so I think Sill's really enjoying taking that time to do that. And like I said, decompress and be with family, et cetera. And maybe connect with some people that she's lost touch with through the years. I know that's something that's really big for those that have sacrificed so much to play in the WNBA.
Right. When we come back, I'm going to ask you if there's anything interesting going on with either the national team or the Lynx. I have some other topics I do want to get to today. But first, let's hear from Cheryl about Livia.
Hi, this is Cheryl Reed from the Minnesota Lynx. Livia Weight Control Center's Black Friday offer is here, and it's their best offer of the year. Join Livia's award-winning program today and save 50%. With the help of Livia's team of experts, you can lose up to 10 pounds in your first 2 weeks and up to 20 pounds or even more by the new year. And with Livia's in-person or virtual visit options, state-of-the-art equipment, and a Livia app to track your progress, you'll see results fast. I know I did. I started my Livia plan not for what I wanted to lose, but what I wanted to gain. Since losing weight, I gained the energy and overall health I was seeking. And I think my family and friends have enjoyed a better me as a result. Feel healthier with Livia's Black Friday offer of 50% off the program. Visit Livia.com, Livea.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. It's their best offer of the year. Visit Livia.com today or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Happy holidays from Livia, voted Minnesota's best weight loss center for the second year in a row.
The Inflation Reduction Act has raised the federal solar investment tax credit from 26% to 30%. That's a fantastic opportunity for residents and businesses to invest in solar. The rebate includes solar power with battery backup. There may be additional solar incentives depending on the location of the property. Solar power with battery backup can keep your lights on and heat running when a summer or winter storm hits. Solar and electric vehicle are the perfect pair. Kick fossil fuels to the curb at home and on the road by using solar power to power your EV at home or provide them as a service to your business employees and customers. Now is a great time to secure your spot for next year's installation. Might want to act soon. According to some studies, 1 in 4 homeowners want to invest in solar within the next 5 years, but the grid is limited capacity. Grab your opportunity while you can before someone else does. Go to allenergysolar.com. Sete Coley is a family-owned Twin Cities-based home remodeling, real estate, and property management company offering personalized service and outstanding client care. Sete Coley means Seven Hills and not in the Seven Hills of Rome, Italy. They provide home remodeling, realtor services, property management, and they also offer wraparound services. If you're a homeowner considering a home improvement project, Cara can help you evaluate the impact of a remodel on your home's market value. If you're a prospective home buyer, Cara can help you assess the cost and logistics of updating the home you buy. If you plan on selling your home, Cara can guide you in preparing your home for the market, can even send a crew
to carry out the work, ensuring that your home stands out from the competition. If you're interested in purchasing an investment property, CARA can help you find a profitable deal. And if you wish, can manage the property for you from tenant placement and turnover to property management. Of course, I use CARA to sell my house, to prep my house, to stage my house. She's great at all this stuff. I highly recommend it. Check them out at settecollimn.com. That's settecollimn.com. Check them out at Facebook and on Instagram. Thank you to Glory and Successful Marketing Group. They created and manage all the social media for the Cheryl Reeve Show. If you're looking for a social media for your business, I would highly recommend you contact her at glory@successfulmarketinggroup.com. Thanks, Glory. Has been a big asset to the network and this show all along. Highly recommend working with her.
So is this kind of a quiet time for National League, national team dealings, or is something going on?
It's sort of the time in between the competition that we had at World Cup and then planning. So I'd say that the folks at USA Basketball are very busy in planning our next time together, which will be in February. But for those of us that are coaches and players, we're sort of business away from USA Basketball right now.
And how about your team, the Lynx? Anything going on now that the lottery is over? It's kind of weird to have the lottery. I know it kind of makes some sense, but it's weird to have the lottery this far ahead of the draft.
Well, I wish it was earlier, to be honest with you. I wish it was, it's sort of at the end of our season. I think it's really, really helpful in terms of, shaping the off season in terms of, the possibilities for your roster. We always talk about three ways to improve your roster. And, once you have all the pieces are sort of clear in what you can do, then obviously behind the scenes we are all sort of working on ways to add to our teams, improve our teams, et cetera.
And when does a free agency really get rolling, do you think?
Well, we are, certainly I think all of us are, at this point are sort of the behind the scenes preparation, but we begin a little bit different in the league this year. We are adjusting the time frame for our lead up into free agency. Signing is still February 1, but the time that we do it is no longer January 1 to 15 for designations and then 16 to 31 for contact. We have sort of slid that date and condensed the time in between. It's not 2 weeks anymore, January 11 to the 20th, and then 21 to 31 would be those periods. So a little bit of an adjustment came out of our league meetings, and again, the signing is still February 1. January 21 will be the times that we can actually speak to any free agents that teams would be interested in.
So many other leagues, it's very obvious that there's plenty of contact, even when there's not supposed to be. Do you think that goes on in your league?
It's contact with free agents?
Yeah.
Definitely not. That okay. Doesn't happen. That's tongue-in-cheek. That's actually sort of, those sort of things are they're going to happen regardless of what you put in to keep them from happening. I think that's long been a difficult thing for the league to manage, but it's always there no matter what you do, and shortening those periods maybe can they help a little bit? I don't know, but I think that there's no doubt that maybe there's been contact with free agents that's not supposed to happen.
I want to correct one thing. I mentioned Cara Quinn because I know Cara and she sold my house. I want to remind you that we're promoting her new business, Sette Colli, and it's a really impressive way to work with somebody who can help you with all aspects of selling, marketing your house, renovating, whatever else. So Sette Colli, check that out as well. And thanks to Cara. Tara Vanderveer said, great game between South Carolina and Stanford, and South Carolina pulls away at the end. And after the game, Tara Vanderveer called Dawn Staley the face of women's college basketball. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought that was really quite the, label, really incredible, because I think about Dawn when Dawn was at Temple and just getting started into her career. She was still playing as a WNBA player with the Charlotte Sting. where I had had a chance to be on the staff to coach Dawn, and I just remember, you know, Dawn just really diving into the game and wanting to be great, and when she got to South Carolina, you know, her mission was obviously to transform that program into national prominence, and I know, like, to unseat the Tennessees, the UConns of the world, and surpass and become, you know, the dynasty, if you will, that those programs have been or were, and so I look at you know, just yesterday being there in the environment and Tara making that comment, Dawn has achieved all of that and more. And I think I said it to Katie. I just said, this is incredible, you know, that where what Dawn has done, what she set out to do, and she's done it in every possible way. National team coach, gold medal, you know, South Carolina, you know, they're loaded. You know, you look at all the great players that go there. And so she's at the top. And I agree with Tara. She's become the face of women's college basketball.
And as we talked about during the women's Final Four, she's also done remarkable work in making that program so endearing to South Carolina fans. You know, obviously that part of the country, it's SEC country, and everybody loves their college football, and everybody loves, you know, men's sports, obviously. And the she has gotten that fan base energized, and she makes them feel included in the program in a way that not many college coaches do.
And I think that's probably what's really, really special is just how she does it. I know that means more to her than anything is the investment that she's made in that community, that her interactions in her social media community, that I think people feel so connected not only to her, but to the program. I think what she does for her players and empowers them to lead and to be involved in their community and issues that they want to be involved in. And, you know, just really, I think that if you're Dawn, I don't know if it could have gone any better than what it has gone for her.
So we do have some real world stuff going on. Do you want to talk at all about what happened in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, waking up to that, you know, just, you know, as we say each time this happens, just such a gut punch. And the idea that, you know, any club, anywhere you go, but obviously in this case, the targeted group, another, you know, targeted group, you know, what it's the wave of Jewish attacks. And now that there'll be, you know, hopefully not a wave of these sort of attacks on LGBTQ plus communities. It's a lot. It's awfully heavy each time that these things happen. And, you know, it's senseless. We've become numb to the idea of what needs to happen with regard to this sort of violence. And, you know, you feel helpless. You feel helpless and oftentimes hopeless with regard to the gun violence in our country, and I think we're an embarrassment in the rest of the world.
It's we're the only place where this happens, and we're the act like this is one of those topics we could talk about forever. I just wanted to at least get your initial thoughts on it. Thank you for taking that on. I will say I feel a little bit better about Brittany Griner's future than I did maybe when we last talked. It just sound, you know, the things I read, the things I hear, it sounds like there is some optimism from this administration that they're going to be able to negotiate some kind of a prisoner exchange and get her out of there. It's, of course, you know, not, can't feel too good about it until it actually happens. I don't know if you, with your connections, have heard anything similar to that.
Well, I mean, I've heard just more of the difficulty and the challenges in dealing with the type of leader that Russia has that has no doubt been, you know, at the core of this. It's the reason why Brittany's detained in the first place, and it just negotiating with someone like that is just, you can never feel great about it. And we are hopeful. We remain hopeful for Brittany. It needs to be now. You know, this isn't, you know, something that can wait. I mean, what she's going through, it just isn't right. Wrongfully detained. And being in a penal colony, and those of us that have read about those things and understand, this is incredibly difficult.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, I'm going to try to lighten the mood here for a moment. What are your Thanksgiving family traditions? What do you do? How do you have fun this week?
Well, we long have hosted Thanksgiving, and it's morphed into different things along the way. When we first, in our early time here in Minnesota, I'm away from my family over Thanksgiving. And that just started to be a thing, and I would be home for, we celebrate Christmas, in New Jersey and Ohio where Carly is from. But, Thanksgiving was always kind of something that we've done. And so the big debate for this Thanksgiving, has been whether Carly is, the turkey, preparer, and, she, it's been her kind of her family tradition. Her father is, as Carly would call him, 1-800 Butterball. And so she takes great pride in this part, certainly bringing family and friends together. And, you know, that's the core of it. But she loves to, you know, roast a good turkey and takes great pride in that. The last couple years, however, there have been challenges, and she and her father agree that it must be the turkey, that there's something off, and the turkeys just haven't been, to their perfectionist standards. And so the big debate is, for Carly, I don't know if that for Carly's father, but for Carly, whether we should do it this year, because the mood, the mood of those that are preparing the turkey when it doesn't go well is a real downer for those that are trying to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. So we've had this discussion with other families, and it apparently is consistent with some other families that it sort of ruins the vibe. And so our debate is whether we are going to actually purchase a pre-prepared turkey or we're going to go with this. And so just the other night, as we prepared for Oliver's birthday celebration, his 8th birthday, we had a big bash, and we were at the grocery store, and Carly bought the turkey. And so we're diving in once again. We're going to give it one more shot on the terms that she cannot behave in a way that I share with her, that is consistent when I'm not successful at my job and my games, that same, sort of trade-off that she has to understand, that losing the turkey battle, she's got to handle that loss a little bit better if that happens. So big discussion in our family this year. So wish us luck.
good luck coaching everybody up. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure this will be the greatest.
I like the turkey's great, and I get it. It's beautiful when it's done right. And it's just, you spend hours with that thing, and I get it. You invest so much into it. It's hard, much like a game, you invest so much. So I think maybe she can relate a little bit more now when I talk about investing so much into a game and it not quite going like I want it to go. But anyway, I'm a big sweet potato person, so I'm super excited. I prepare the green bean casserole. I am very happy to admit that it comes from the canned green beans and the cream mushroom soup and just very traditional. And we are a cranberry berry family as opposed to the slices. So those are things that are consistent, and certainly we will have family and friends, and that's what it's all about and what we're thankful for. How about you, Jim? How are you celebrating
good
this Thanksgiving?
Luck. Honestly, we're empty nesters, and only have one of our kids in town, and we just got to a point where we're like, okay, you're going to spend like 5 hours making all this stuff. You're going to spend 2 hours cleaning it all up, and it takes, and for people with not huge appetites, we'll eat for 20 minutes. And we're like, why are we doing this? So we are going to take my daughter out for we're going to take her out to eat early afternoon. I'm covering the Vikings on Thanksgiving night, and we're just going to keep things very simple.
That sounds amazing, relaxing. I might be envious of you on Thursday.
Well, we will definitely compare notes next week and see who had it better. And I kind of hope you do. I hope it all works out where your family's efforts are rewarded. But if it doesn't, then we'll have some stories to tell.
I'm feeling good about it. I think it's going to go great.
And game plans always work out. That's the great thing.
That's right. Goes exactly as you plan.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Cheryl. Thanks for everything. We'll talk to you soon.